This is The Informer, Joy 94.9's nightly news and current affairs program, and your link to the stories that matter.
Rainbow Families Queensland is relaunching after several years in hiatus, and it's going to be fabulous. LGBTIQA plus families from all over Queensland will be converging to relaunch Rainbow Families Queensland. Regional groups across the state will be celebrating on July 22nd, with community picnics planned in areas from Cairns through to Mackay and the Fraser Coast. Rainbow Families Queensland represents LGBTIQA plus families in Queensland regarding advocacy, legislation reform and educational resources. They also run social events, an annual camping trip and fertility information sessions for the LGBTIQA plus communities and help coordinate monthly get-togethers in both Brisbane and across regional Queensland. I spoke to the convener of Rainbow Families Queensland, Holly Zwaif, to find out all about it.
Rainbow Families Queensland started in 2011. They were really active around sort of lobbying to get both parents listed on birth certificates and things like that. But then, you know, as often happens, there's a big surge of interest and then everyone gets really busy. So Rainbow Families Queensland kind of has been in hiatus for a few years now. And I moved back up here from New South Wales and with a very young child, and was so excited about everything that I was seeing happening in New South Wales. Rainbow Families New South Wales are really active. They have all these social events, they do a lot of political lobbying, and they create a lot of resources and do a lot of consultation with the community. And it's just such a vibrant community. And I moved to Queensland and I thought, we need that here. Like, there's so many Rainbow Families in the area, particularly in southeast Queensland, and no one bringing them all together. So that's what we're trying to do here, is create a statewide network that is really active and has a lot of really positive events on for Rainbow Families, for kids and parents, so that everyone can celebrate our families and so that our kids can grow up knowing that they're part of something really special.
So you're relaunching with quite a celebration, and really, I think standing for what makes Rainbow Families great is really creating an event that is for the families, that is for everyone. And I think it's really wonderful to relaunch, not with a press conference, not with just a simple press release and a picture, but with an event for families to all come together to see what you're actually all about.
Absolutely. My idea with this is that I want to arrive with a bang, you know. I want to show everyone what we can be capable of as a community that's cohesive. So I want to really wow everyone with this. And we've got things for all different age groups. And we've had so many people coming out of the woodwork, wanting to help out. And the Rainbow Families community is so diverse. So there's so many people who have all these different skills and backgrounds that they want to bring into it. So, yeah, there's going to be a lot happening. And I think that it's going to really help show the kids that they are a part of something bigger. That's a really important thing for me. And one of the events that we're having at the launch is a yarning circle. So a yarning circle is a space where people sit down and they have a talk about things, and it's like an informal discussion space. And so this Aboriginal mother in our committee is going to be running a discussion circle with the kids, a yarning circle. And they're going to be talking about what they love about being in a rainbow family. And we also want to hear from them what sort of things they'd like to see us doing. So hopefully from that circle we'll get some ideas for future events and things that the kids want. We want to hear from the kids for a while.
It is great that you're actually hearing from the community that you want to make to be able to say, what should we do and how should we do it?
Yeah, I mean, we've got kids from all different age groups. Something that's really important to remember, like, rainbow families aren't just for the little kids, and that's usually what the focus is on, you know, it's the littlies, the play groups and the meetups in the park and that sort of thing. But we've got teenagers and we've got, I mean, there's adult children as well, of course.
And parents. You know, the teenagers. Grandparents.
And parents, yeah. And aunts and uncles, I think we call them. Gaunts and gunkles. Gay aunts and gay uncles. Yeah, so it's such a diverse group. But something that we're doing in Queensland is that we're also opening up any rainbow family event to parents of kids who are on the rainbow somewhere, because we recognise there aren't very many spaces for young kids who are coming out as trans or as queer or, you know, LGBTQIA. So we want to welcome those people into our family as well.
That was Holly Zwaif, convener of Rainbow Families Queensland. Their relaunch on July 22nd will have something for kids of all ages, from craft stations to drag story time and even a sing-along cushion corner. Rainbow Families Queensland are in the process of establishing two weekly playgroups in Brisbane, one north side and one south side, as well as a playgroup on the Sunshine Coast, in conjunction with Accessible Playgroups Queensland. There's also plans to start groups on the Gold Coast, Ipswich and Toowoomba in the near future. You can find out more about their launch event at the East Brisbane Bowls Club on July 22nd, as well as reaching out to them by heading to their Facebook group, Rainbow Families Queensland Community, or you can find out more details at Rainbow Families Queensland on Facebook.
This is The Informer on Joy 94.9.